Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Americans across the country remember and honor our veterans on Memorial Day. It's a time to reflect on history. At a time when hate and misinformation is heightened, preserving truths of the past becomes even more important, particularly for groups that have suffered persecution for their race, religion, or political views in horrific ways. Museums and libraries around the world are rushing to record and digitize the oral histories of the last generation of Holocaust survivors, the youngest of which are now in their 80s. For more, we are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Rabbi Bachir Toshio from the Jewish Community Center in San Francisco. Rabbi, thank you so much for your time.
I'm very happy to be in conversation with you for a moment. Thank you.
Yeah. Before we get to the importance, what is the process? How do you capture oral memories from survivors?
Well, you know, we are fortunate that people like the Shoah Foundation right now are actively, they've just put out a new campaign, I think it's called Last Chance Gathering, Last Chance Testimony Initiative, actually. So they're working to give voice to survivors and witnesses. You know, there are only about 50,000 survivors left here in the United States, I think 160 worldwide. That's one way. Another way that's fascinating, and I heard about this about 10 years ago when I was bringing a group through Poland to look at some of this history. Last year, Leslie Stahl did a 60 Minutes program where she talked about the use of artificial intelligence to preserve not only the history of survivors and witnesses, but as an interactive experience or dialogue with survivors that would last long after they pass. I think what is absolutely critical is education. And I'm just going to go quickly to that and say that not all states require Holocaust education. And those that do, they get to decide how that will happen. So Texas, as an example, they're required to teach Holocaust in any way that they choose for a week. That's the week of January 27th, which is Holocaust Remembrance, around Holocaust Remembrance. I think for this next generation, I think it's critically important that the generation post-survivor generation, that would be me, my personal history includes those who survived the Holocaust, for those people to speak about their personal accounts. And there's a really exciting program that's actually happening here in the Bay Area through Jewish Family Children's Services. And that's a program that educates, the children of survivors are trained to teach their stories in schools. So we're keeping these stories vibrant, alive. Yeah.
Let's go back to the states that don't allow the teaching of the Holocaust and the history of that in some states. What about California? Do they teach the Holocaust in California, don't they?
Absolutely. And recently, Governor Newsom set aside $110 million both to fund the support services for victims and survivors of all hate crimes, which is really important, but that also includes Holocaust education. Set aside $10 million for the Museum of Tolerance in Los Angeles. I think it was just a little over $2 million for expansion of the Holocaust Museum in LA. Professional development for teachers. I think $2 million was set aside for that. California's doing a pretty good job. Yeah, I feel good about that. And also what agencies around the Bay Area are doing to keep this, prevalent conversation.
Mm-hmm. First of mind, you know, keep the awareness up. How are you keeping these oral stories, handing them down by generation? Or can you put it online for the world to see?
It is online. I mean, you can go to any Holocaust Museum website, Yad Vashem in Israel, the United States Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C., the Holocaust Museum in Los Angeles. I mean, in fact, here's a beautiful story. In 2017, the Institute of Museum and Library Services awarded a Holocaust Museum in Illinois, of all places. I don't know what the sum of money was. And with that money, they created a Take a Stand Center exhibit. Illinois, interestingly, was home to one of the largest populations of Holocaust survivors outside of New York and Israel. And a neo-Nazi group had an organization that planned a march in that town. And the community response was to create a space of remembrance and education. And I think the museum was able to gather some 20,000 artifacts that belong to survivors living in the Midwest. So there are resources there, but you'd have to be self-motivated to find them and to sit down at the dinner table with your families or to pull them up on social media and say, you know, to your families, if you are not connected, as I am personally, to that story, and say, this is important. And this sits alongside other histories of genocide, right? Mm. And I think Governor Newsom's plan includes that. Also, it was last month that President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris put forth a statement about their dedication to not just memorials around Holocaust and the conversation around anti-Semitism, but all forms of xenophobia and bigotry. So we're doing it, but the thing is, unless we're speaking to our children about it, how will it impact the way that we treat other people and understand our own history? I lead trips through, as I mentioned earlier, through Poland and Israel with high school students, juniors and seniors, when I learned that, I think the numbers are over 60%, 70% of young people in the United States cannot name one single death camp. They know the name Hitler, but they don't know the history. They don't know where Auschwitz is or what Auschwitz stands for. So before this slips away, I think it's very, very important to place this center in our educational system and Absolutely. Also put some pressure on our local politicians to make sure that that happens, this legislation happens.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.